we want everybody to enjoy the water. But what we always say is you can be safe and have fun. The two things aren't mutually exclusive. There's some very easy ways that you can ensure that you're going to be safe in or around the water this bank holiday weekend. And that's always make sure you've always got a life jacket or buoyancy aid and that you know how to float in an emergency. Our float to live message is a really brilliant skill that can help save people's lives. You simply, if you get into trouble, roll over onto your back. Lean your head so far back that your ears are wet. Spread out your arms and legs and lightly move your hands for stability. Stay in that position until you get your breath back under control. At that point, if you think you're able, swim back to shore. If you're not, stay in that position. Use one hand to help yourself float and raise the other hand in the air, signaling for help and shouting for help. We always recommend that you're also going to carry a means of calling for help on you. Now, principally these days, that's a phone in a waterproof pouch, but it's always really good, when, especially whenever you're boating, to have that marine communication like a VHF radio, a personal locator beacon, or an EPIRB for your vessel. Always before you set out to visit the coast or our lakes or rivers, canals, always check the weather. You're principally looking for any strong winds that are forecast. And if you're visiting the beaches, going on to the water at sea, always check the tide times. A really good tip for whenever you're visiting any waterway is make sure you're telling somebody where you're going and when you'll be back. That way, if you're overdue, we know that they can raise the alarm with us and we'll have a good location of where you might be in trouble. If you see someone in trouble at the coast or at our rivers or lakes, always call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Never ever try and rescue someone yourself. Leave that to the professionals. But if there is something nearby that you can throw to them to help them float, like a life ring or a football, then do so while you wait for the emergency services to arrive.
So, Finn, I suppose an overall point then would be, you know, it's all about planning ahead of this as well. And planning and communication is so vital as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, our weather changes so quickly here on the island that whenever we talk about checking the weather forecast, do it very, very close to whenever you're going to visit the beach or the rivers or the lakes. That way, if the weather forecast has changed overnight, as it frequently can do, you know, maybe the wind forecast is strengthened. Always check it as close to as you can to whenever you're about to hit the beach or the river or the lake. And just as I say, you know, there's a very tried and trusted method of keeping yourself safe, and that's always to let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. That doesn't require any batteries or anything like that. You know, it has proven very effective in the past. But like I said, you know, the mobile phone are brilliant. You keep them in the waterproof pouch, keep the mobile phone on you. That way, if you do get into trouble, you've got a means of calling for help.